Welcome to Aristo Bits episode 4. The first bit is from January 15th, 2006 and it's called Vampire Governor. The second bit is from February 5th, 2006 entitled Death Cheese. Yum.
Headline: Vampire Seeks Governor's Job. Ooh. Basically what this is.
I heard about this.
Yeah. The governor of Minnesota. He's running for this guy. His name is...
Jesse the Body Ventura.
No, not him anymore.
Jesse the Mind Ventura.
Jonathan the Impaler Sharky.
Is that serious?
Jonathan, quote, the Impaler Sharky. S-H-A-R-K-E-Y. Maybe it's Sharkey?
I think it's Sharky.
Sharky. He used to be a pro wrestler. Now he's a Satanist. But he said, quote, I'm a Satanist who doesn't hate Jesus, Sharky told reporters. I just hate God the Father. So that's nice.
That's good.
And basically, he's just, you know, he's trying to run for governor. He started his campaign Friday the 13th.
Ah, that was 2 days ago.
Because it's his lucky number.
Ooh.
That guy's badass.
Yeah, right? I quote, I sink my fangs into the neck of my donor. And drink their blood. Adding that his donor is his wife.
So he actually drinks his...
Fez likes that.
Fez thinks that's sexy. So he actually drinks blood and he wants people to take
him
seriously.
So he says. I mean...
I want to get your vote.
Here, give me your vote. When you go into the voting box, I'm the little red tab that you can push down.
With a big V on it for vampire.
Or if I will drink your blood, which will probably be my wife's. I'm kidding. I'm not very scary. I'm sorry. But I'm pro-choice. So vote for me, okay? That hurts my throat.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Wow, you're a puss.
My throat hurts already.
Really?
Yeah. Vote for me, and I will lower taxes.
Vote for me, and I will ban garlic.
Vote for me, and I will put a huge dish to block the sunlight. Just like in The Simpsons.
Vote for me, everyone gets a coupon for a Costco casket.
That's from last show, everybody.
Yeah, it's a callback joke is what they call it in the business.
That's what in the business. I want to do more jokes on this, by the way.
Go ahead.
However, he claims to respect all religions and, if elected, will post, quote, everything from the Ten Commandments to the wicker reed.
Going to make a wicker basket.
I learned it in 12th grade crafts. Here, check it out.
I was in G&T.
G&T.
Gifted and talented.
Oh,
yeah. You have G&T in your...
No, I was not.
I was gifted and talented.
I was just gifted in the head.
Gifted in the head.
Yes, I was retarded. I will make all the vicar baskets of blood. I will freeze it in the form of a vicar basket, you see.
The blood doesn't stay in the vicar basket too well. And if elected governor, I will find a way to store blood in a vicar basket.
Yeah, as a publicity stunt, he worked at a blood bank. All the blood went missing.
Where's the blood? I don't know. Count your face. It's a little bloody.
Count, you want to go for drinks?
No, I'm full.
I just had a shitload of blood. Hey! Oh, shit. Vote for me.
I think I got a B-type. I don't like B-type.
It's so sweet. Where are my CDs?
Where are my vampire CDs?
Where's my Metallica CD?
CD.
He's rocking out to the Monster Mash.
He did the mash.
Do You want some mashed potatoes?
You vote for me.
It's a monster mash.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I will also cut taxes. With my things.
But I can only do business at night. So if you want to talk to me, you know, do it at night, okay? Or if you want to give me CDs.
All his press conferences are like...
It's a recurring joke.
Yeah.
All his press conferences are at night.
Yeah, I know.
Where is everybody?
Who is wearing garlic? Oh, I had garlic pizza. And he starts running away.
I don't like garlic.
You want some garlic pizza? Are you crazy? I'm a vampire. Oh, that looks good. Can I have some? Oh, shit. This is some nice sauce.
Mr. Vampire Governor, this is Larry King. I use garlic. He does the garlic commercials.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man. It's funny.
It was good, though. That's true.
It was good.
It's really funny.
I think we just killed it, though.
Yeah,
I don't
we
think
did.
There's anything left.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty. We just...
I think we sucked it dry.
I think we sucked this joke dry. With my fangs of justice. And political power.
I will rise to the occasion like I rise out of my casket.
And I will sign that new bill.
And then I will turn into a bat. I don't know why, but I will.
No smoking in strip clubs in New Jersey.
This is a story that woke me up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
The other day. And because my alarm clock radio went off.
Yeah.
And I heard the story and I started laughing. apparently, a Staten Island driver, Michael Cianci.
Cianci.
He's a school bus driver, middle school. And he called himself the Emperor. And he started a fight club on his school bus, encouraging kids to descend into the dark side and beat their classmates. I'll just read this story. It's from New York Daily News. News of the mini Death Star on Wheels, where middle school students were pummeled and their clothing was cut with scissors instead of lightsabers, outraged parents.
No lightsabers.
Why didn't you use lightsabers?
He was always worried he was going to get in the headlock or get pushed, this kid's mom added. I'm appalled because I think I'm putting him in a safe place. The bus driver created the Death Cheese Club. Cheese being the because of the yellow bus.
Where you eat a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Death Cheese.
Die.
He created it to keep order and gave the toughest of the middle school kids nicknames like Darth, Sith Warrior, and Jabba.
Oh my God.
The stocky married father of two, who lives with his mother in New Jersey, even posted bizarre rules in the yellow bus titled Death Cheese Laws, which were read aloud each day. The penalty for breaking this code is banishment, the laws proclaimed above the signature of Lord Matt, apparently the Emperor's second in command.
Wow.
In a ranking of master or above, the penalty is death or severe beating. Heresy will not be tolerated. The wannabe stormtroopers pounded on weaker kids, dished out noogies, and even cut up one another's clothing with scissors.
Not lightsabers.
All the while, Cianci quietly sat up front as though he had the kids in the sick Jedi mind trick.
Oh my God.
He set up this club and crowned himself emperor, a law enforcement source said. On one horrible ride home, an 11-year-old boy was choked while other students cut up his jacket. Now, I wonder if they force-choked him.
Lift it off the ground.
He called himself the Emperor. You imagine if he dressed up as it.
Oh God,
that'd be even funnier.
Welcome to the school bus.
Welcome to the Death Cheese.
The Death Cheese.
My young apprentice.
Soon your training will be complete.
You've done well, my friend.
First rule of Fight Club is, we do not talk about Fight Club.
We do not talk about Fight
Second
Club.
Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
Death Cheese.
Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, pulls limp, taps out, fight is over.
Off the Death Cheese.
Two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, don't
fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes.
Ooh, sexy.
Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to.
Until first period.
And the eighth,
until the bus ride is over.
This is your first night at Fight Club. You have to fight.
Oh. Or your bus pass is revoked.
Or you will walk to school.
Imagine, like, report card day. He makes the kids, like, read their report card, and if they do bad, like, get bad grades, you will pay the price for your lack of vision.
The nurse giving him the eye test.
You will pay for lack of arithmetic. Fights.
Cut up his jacket.
Choke him. You want this, don't you? Your mother made you this sandwich.
She has a gold star.
You want this, don't you?
Take these scissors. Strike me down with all of your hatred.
Cut his jacket in pieces. Use the power of the dark side. And
your puny skills are no match for the power of the death cheese.
This fully functional school bus.
Drive at will, Commander.
Well, who is the second in command?
Lord Matt.
Lord Matt.
Lord Matt.
Dark Lord Matt. I am Dark Lord Joseph Philip. I am Dark Lord Philip.
I am Lord Bartholomew.
I am Lord Greg.
Oh,
my mom calls me Pootie. Oh, I can't wait for lunch. My mom packed me a Lunchables. It's the bologna and cheese kind.
There's a nigga outside.
Okay.
The dark death cheese.
That is a fun
story. I wonder if he made them all speak in British accents.
Oh, God. He had everyone hats for everyone.
Yeah.
The commander hats.
Oh, God. Going on a school trip to episode 3.
That's ridiculous.
You have failed me for the last time, Admiral.
You have failed your quiz for the last time, Gregory.
I do not look kindly upon failure.
Hopefully the Emperor. Wait a minute, I messed that up.
Yep, you're dead.
The Emperor is not as forgiving as I.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah, I know.
I am Lord Matt.
Lord Matt.
Wow.
Oh, that hurt my tumbly.
The force is strong with you. A powerful bus driver you will become. Henceforth, you shall be known as Darth Chris.
Pause is perfect.
Darth Chris.
Now get out and push the bus. I'm stuck in snow.
Use the force. By force, I mean the salt in the back.
There's some in the back. I don't have a cup, so use your hands.
Spread some of this kitty litter. I gotta pour myself a drink.
Would you like some, Lord Matt? Ha-ha, I'm out.
Oh, man. The Emperor.
The death cheese.
The Palpatine school bus.
My teacher doesn't like you. I don't like you.
This one's not worth it.
He failed biology.
He couldn't cut up the frog.
You go to the cafeteria.
Oh, I'm gonna find that now. Oh my god.
I didn't have that queued up.
Oh
Today's specials are fries and a snapper for $2.50.
Lunch is 20 minutes.
Table B, proceed to get your lunch.
Food fight!
That's funny. It is funny. That is. It's ridiculous, that's why.
School security is all dressed in Jedi robes. the keepers of the peace.
All talking.
One side's Jedi, the other side's stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.